grannies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Professor Sloan is still confined to his bed at Sister Simpson's boarding house with the bruises he received when the proposed Edwards Observatory was blown off the hill. And so President Edwards of the school board has decided to take over the professor's school teaching duties rather than put the board to the expense of hiring a substitute teacher. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. He's talking on the telephone.
Uh-huh. All right, gallon of coal oil. Darning cotton. What color? Black. Oh, all right. 2 cans of tomatoes. You want the big cans, don't you? All right. Is that all now, Miss Barton? Oh, yes, Mom. All right. Now, I don't know just how quick I can get this over to your place. Lom's over at the schoolhouse today. No, Mom, he's teaching classes. Well, just till Professor Sloan gets back on his feet again. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. Oh, I reckon he'll be up by tomorrow. Yeah. Well, all right, Miss Barton. Much obliged. Goodbye.
Yeah, hello, Abner.
Howdy, Lom. Well, what you doing over here this time of the day?
Oh, it's dinner time.
Oh.
Youngins is all eating their lunch right now.
Huh. Well, you have to go back over again then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how you been getting along, Lum?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon.
Doggy, I'd love to see you over there learning in youngin.
Abner, have you ever done any teaching?
Me? Law me, no.
How would you like to try it, Monst?
Oh, Lum, I wouldn't be no hand at something like that.
Well, it ain't hard. Wouldn't be much to do this afternoon. You might enjoy it.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that at all. Wouldn't dare chance it. I've had a hard enough time just trying to learn little Pearl how to plow.
Well, this is different, though. You got books to go by here.
Yeah.
I believe you get a lot of enjoyment out of it, Abner.
No, not me, Lon. Besides, I got to deliver this order for Miss Barton sometimes today.
Well, I'll do that for you.
You will? Go way out there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Doggie, what's the matter with you, Lom? Don't you want to go back and teach school today?
Yeah, but I don't want to be selfish about it. I want you to have some fun, too.
Now, just a minute here, Lom. Here, turn around here. Now, you look me straight in the eye. There's something peculiar going on here.
Peculiar?
Yes, sir. Before you went over to the school this morning, you said this was an opportunity that you'd been wanting for years. Now, why you want me to go over and do it? There's something wrong.
Well, I told you, I just don't want to be selfish about it, though.
No, sassy frass. There's some other reason why you don't want to go back over there. Now, what is it?
Well, it's just that maybe I ain't the teaching type after all, Abner. I don't know.
Ain't teaching type?
No, I believe I'm cut out for other things.
What?
Bigger things. I'm more the business executive type, I think.
Well, what happened, Lon?
Oh, nothing. I wasn't able to learn the youngins very much this morning, so.
Oh.
Of course, I think most of it's on account of the school teacher they had last year.
Miss Frederick that was here last year? I thought you said she was a good teacher.
I said she was a good-looking teacher.
Oh.
Oh, she must have been awful poor.
Well, I do know.
I never knowed what was going on last year. Of course, I weren't the school board president last year, neither.
No.
Just goes to show what kind of a president Ezra Seastrunk was.
Well, what did Miss Frederick do, Lom, that you think was so wrong?
Oh, just learned them a lot of wrong ideas, that's all.
Wrong ideas.
Yeah, for instance, I give my arithmetic problem to work. Easy, simple one.
Huh.
Just a while ago.
Yeah.
Taking it out of the second reader, even.
Second reader?
And, you know, every single one of them youngins got the wrong answer.
They did?
Yes, sir. They all must have made the same mistake, because they all got the same answer.
Well, I do know. That's funny, you know. That must be on account of Miss Frederick, and she was a teacher, so she must have learned them all wrong. That's all they are to it.
I was the only one that got the right answer.
Well, are you sure that you got it right, Lon?
Well, natural. I know about figures.
Yeah, you're pretty good at them, all right. Man, just looks like Aunt Miss Frederick is to blame for the whole thing.
Of course she is. And same way with the spelling, too.
Spelling?
Yeah, I started to write some stuff on the blackboard, and every time I'd put down a word, half the youngins in class would raise their hands and try to tell me some other way to spell it.
For the land's sake.
I never give in, though.
Well, good for you.
If they're going to learn, they may as well learn right to start with.
Why, sure. Just one way. That's the right way.
And they kept trying to tell me how to pronounce different words, too. Special that little Bates boy.
Arvel?
Yeah, a little smart aleck. Sat right up there in the front row and kept correcting me all the time I was reading out of a book to him.
Oh, out loud reading, huh?
Yeah, I got to where I couldn't hardly read two words without Orville and the whole class giggling at me.
Huh.
And it is embarrassing.
Sure.
That Orville is lucky he wears glasses, I'll say that.
Well,
I whopped him right on top of the head.
His mama claims he's awful smart. I know she brags about him all the time.
Oh, he just thinks he's smart, so... I bound you, he was one that put them tacks in my chair, too.
Oh, my goodness. Did they do that to you?
Oh, yeah. Giggled their silly heads off when I sat down on them.
Why, the little varmints.
I never felt the pain very much, though, because I was still suffering from the burn.
What burn?
Oh, while I was sitting at my desk, some youngin' snuck up there and struck a match in my shoe and then lit it and let it burn. I never noticed.
I saw that did down at the barber shop. Yeah, Tom Forster pulled that on Caleb Wee, huh?
Well, it ain't nothing to laugh about. Feel sorry for Caleb.
Yeah, old Caleb got so mad he jumped out of the chair and run right out of the barber shop with the cloth and everything still around his neck. Moe's Moots had to close up the shop for 2 days, taking him that long to get the cloth back from Caleb again.
Abner, if you go over to the schoolhouse and finish out the day for me, I'll make all the delivers for you for 2 weeks.
No, now, I ain't no teacher, Tom.
I'll sweep out for you every morning for a month.
No, I don't want to go over there and let them young'uns pull pranks on me.
Well, you won't. You'll be on your guard, because you know what they'll be looking for now. Tags and matches and all such as that. And I've done got shut of the bullfrog.
Bullfrog? What bullfrog?
Oh, well, they put one in the desk drawer. And then Orville asked me to get out something that was in that drawer.
Oh.
Grannies, I jumped about a mile and a half.
You did?
Well, I run clean out the front door.
I didn't. Was you scared of a little old bullfrog?
I weren't scared. I was just surprised, that's all.
Oh.
And that's when I knocked over that bottle of ink. Just look at my britches there.
Well, for the land's sake. Why, them britches is roaring, Lum. There ain't no two ways about it. Look at that ink all over them. My dog is just teaching schools a heap harder than I thought it was, you know what?
This is the worst one day I've ever been through, I do believe.
Well.
Look, Abner, if you just go over there just for a while.
Oh, no, just a minute now. I ain't going to get mixed up in this long.
Yes, you are.
No.
You can tell them that I got tied up in a business conference this afternoon.
Don't tell me what to tell them, because I ain't going over there. You're the one that's been bragging on yourself what a good teacher you've made.
Well, I am a good teacher. But I've changed my mind. Granny, I wonder if the professor would be well enough to go back to work this afternoon.
Well, I think he's still in bed. Why don't you just close up school for the rest of the day, Lon?
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I don't want the youngin's education to be neglected.
Uh-huh.
I think I'll just phone up the professor and see.
Well, I don't believe you ought to ask him to do that, Lon. Now, he's got some bad bruises. He don't feel good.
He might be better, though. I hope so, because then the youngins wouldn't suspect that I was afraid, they wouldn't expect nothing.
Wouldn't expect nothing about what?
Oh, hello, is that you, Sister Sampson? This is Lom. Lom Edwards.
Act like he's scared of it.
Say, I wonder if the professor is well enough to come to the phone. Oh, he is, huh? Uh-huh. Well, no, nothing important, I reckon. No, I'll see him later. Yes, Mom. Ah, goodbye.
ain't well enough, huh?
No, he's sleeping right now, she said.
Huh.
She don't want to wake him up because he never slept good last night.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, it sure is. That means I'll just have to go over to that dad-blamed schoolhouse, I reckon.
Well, Lama, I don't see why you have to go if you feel that way. Just call up and say school's closed for the rest of the day.
No.
Give them a half holiday.
I can't do that, Abner.
Well, why not? You're president of the school board, ain't you?
Yeah, but...
You've closed up school 1,000 or 100 times before when you was president.
I know, but, well, it ain't a good policy. Or to keep school running. That's one of my new rules.
Well, it's a silly rule. Wouldn't hurt fun to miss a half a day of school.
Yes, it would. Every half day counts.
Well, all right, do as you like. But if you're going back, you better get started in. It's my night time for books to take up.
Yeah. Say, whereabouts is that baseball bat we had around the store here, Abner?
It's back of the counter over there. What you want that for?
Oh, the youngins might want a game of baseball or something.
Well, they got a bat over at the school, ain't they?
Huh?
Lom, I don't see why you're going over there when you hate and despise it so.
I have to go over there, I tell you.
Well, why do you have to?
Well, cause.
Cause why?
Cause they dared me to come back, that's why.